Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kevin Holden from CBS 58 stepping in here. And Tim Allen, the host of the baseball postgame show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, hasn't slept in 3 weeks because the Brewers keep winning series. And Tim, who joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, I know that you are jacked up right now about these playoff chances for the Brew Crew.
It helps motivate me to do some home improvement around the house. Kevin, you ever pry up tacking strips out of a room, rip the carpet up, and
They don't let me near anything sharp, Tim.
It's something else. That's why I chose radio, man. I don't like this physical labor.
What I love is you snuck the words home improvement there, Tim Allen.
Thought I flew that under the radar, Kevin Holden.
No. Trying to get the sunrise past a rooster, you get a reference past me. Okay, we've got a huge homestand coming up here for this Brew Crew, and they have won 7 series in a row. And you and I think, try to be voices of reason for the folks to get a little crazy about the Brewers, and we say if you just win a series, if you just win 2 out of 3, you're going to be fine. And I think your point's proven, the fact they've won 7 straight series and they're in such good shape right now.
Yeah, they're in decent shape, and they're in decent shape in this regard for the top spot in the NL. And that's where they're in the running here. Those of you that had their sights set on a wild card entrance, I mean, I didn't understand that part of it. I mean, you've been toe-to-toe just about all season long with being a series or a span of a streak away from being that top spot in the National League. In fact, Kevin, as you know, for a good portion of the season, they were the top spot in the NL. And as the calendar pages kept flipping over and flipping over, and you just continue to dig through this season, hanging tough. Now, I got a little leery there at that 5-game mark earlier last week, and that was concerning because you were one little funk away from really kind of then shooting for the wild card. Well, now at this point, you did, as you said, you win 7 straight series. You would have liked to have gotten one sweep in one of those Cubs series, but at this point, now it is just about one game at a time. Just play good baseball, and they have been.
The chance to play and win 8 straight series would be tremendous. And specifically the Pirates, because the Pirates were responsible for the Brewers' biggest funk of the year right before the All-Star break, that big 5-game sweep out in Pittsburgh. Do you think for this team, this specific team, Tim, that series even remotely weighs on their mind this weekend?
I think they're human. And I think it, to a degree, it has to a little bit, and maybe paybacks are in the back of their brain just a little bit. But again, the managerial style of Craig Counsell, I think, will ground them on that a little bit. But, you know, at home, their apartment, wherever, having a bite to eat, I think it does. You know, you look back and you hate to go backwards, but it's human nature to go back and look where you stumbled a little bit, and they have an opportunity here, and I think that's where Craig Counsell is going to come into play here. Look at this as an opportunity to make it better and to go ahead and, you know, win tonight's game, and that's put yourself in a good situation. In fact, Kevin, I mean, we at the station, we have to start making plans here of programming.
Yes, sir.
And I think this weekend is going to determine a lot of that. I really do. And they're starting to put a little distance in the Diamondbacks, a little bit of distance with the Cardinals, and I think we have to start realistically believing that, you know, ultimately they're going to play beyond the 162 games.
Yeah, it's reaching a point, and I tweeted this, it's reaching a point where math is starting to get louder than opinions, meaning those who believe, oh, it's the Brewers, they're going to collapse, whatever, you are starting to be drowned out by the math of this. I think ESPN has them now at 97-point-something% chance to make the postseason. Like, you're talking about making plans. That's a smart thing to do.
There is a you're right on the money, and the math is speaking volumes here. That as the sheets go by in the calendar, man, you got to start thinking that way. There was a line in the game. ESPN had aired the game along with Fox Sports Wisconsin, so you kind of got a taste of everything there. Rick Sutcliffe on that broadcast, and Joe, I don't know if you grabbed that or you saw what I peeled out of there. Those comments by Sutcliffe. Pretty amazing when it's coming from a national perspective and a guy that isn't, you know, entrenched into Milwaukee or the state of Wisconsin. Very, very interesting what he said. And he said, this team has a chance to win the World Series. And that didn't come from me. That didn't come from the biggest Brewer cheerleader in the state. That didn't come from a huge Brewer fan. That came from a national perspective. And this is real, guys. Wisconsin, it's real. They have a shot legitimately to win the best seed in the National League.
Joe, you have that, don't you?
I do.
I mean, they have just filled every hole that they had. They're deep in the bullpen. They've got guys that can pitch with a lead. They've got guys that can come off the bench and give you the lead. This team is poised. They've got a chance to win the World Series.
That's strong words right there. And what it speaks to is the strengths overall of the team. And there's the last question I want to get to you, Tim, is this. We have at various points this year looked at different parts of this team and like, oh, man, that's a weakness that could really keep them from doing something big. But the one in particular was how this team was so weak below about the 4 spot in the lineup, 5-9, for a good chunk of the year. David Stearns addressed it and sacrificed a little bit of defense. I think I know the answer to this, but you're pretty happy with what he did there?
Yeah, for sure I am. And I think to piggyback on that, it is imperative to believe that Craig Counsell had a little stumble in there as to how to use these guys. He managed an absolute brilliant game in that Game 3 against the Cubs a couple of days ago. That might have been, and that didn't, not just in game, guys. That was that lineup, and he's now growing within the personnel confines that he's got. Travis Shaw can't be happy. I mean, let's face it; he's a platoon player right now. But when I saw Granderson popped into the leadoff spot, that was where that brilliance started right there. He's learning how to utilize these guys that David Stearns has given him. And you know, I'm not saying anything, but that would be normal. I mean, you throw a bunch of players, okay, how are we going to use these guys? It's not plug and play. We got to get creative. We got to look at numbers. We got to look at matchups. We got to look at who's hot, who's not. We got to go with our gut. There's a myriad of things that go into play there, and I think Counsell is finally starting to, you know, realize how to use these guys, and that is a deep lineup. When you go at a right-hander, guys, it is amazing to me to expect anything less than 4 runs in that baseball game. When you go 5 deep from the left side with power, with barreling balls up, they're going to get a lot of right-handers in trouble down the stretch and into the postseason here.
Tim Allen, much appreciated. The excitement continues, and as you say, I have a feeling we're going to be having these conversations into October.
I really hope so, man. It's been a hell of a ride here.
Tim Allen, thanks very much. Host of the Baseball Postgame Show on 105.7 FM, the Fan. That's the flagship station. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.